On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas has been selected by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services as one of 15 states to participate in its Transforming Maternal Health, or TMAH, model program, which includes a $17 million grant award over the next 10 years. The goal of the TMAH model is to improve maternal and child health care for Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program members. The TMAH selection will enhance the work the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has initiated through its Kansas Medicaid and Maternal and Child Health Programs to improve maternal health outcomes for members. The TMAH model will support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment in the development of a whole person approach to pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum care. And the goal of the model is to reduce disparities in access and treatment, a key focus of the CanCare 3.0 contracts, which took effect January 1, 2025. The model is centered on several pillars, which include access to care, infrastructure and workforce capacity, quality improvement and safety, and whole-person care delivery. The grant will allow the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to build upon its work in hospital engagement for birthing-friendly designation, whole-person care, telehealth and telemonitoring, and home visiting program expansion. The funding will support Kansas's efforts to address disparities among underserved populations at higher risk for poor maternal outcomes. According to the Kansas State Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, or KSVDL, filaria orientalis aquida, which causes anemia and other serious health issues in cattle, has been found in Kansas. The new red blood cell parasite has been diagnosed in calves imported to Kansas from the east. The KSVDL said the disease is primarily spread through multi-use needles and insects, with the Asian longhorn tick identified as the primary vector. The tick has not been found in Kansas, but has been detected in Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Greg Hanslick, the KSVDL associate director, said the environmental conditions in eastern Kansas are suitable for the Asian longhorn tick. So if it's not there already, this tick will likely be in Kansas in the near future, and with the tick comes filaria cattle. Cattle infected with filaria orientalis aquida may exhibit a variety of clinical symptoms, and that includes anorexia, loss of appetite, lethargy, difficulty breathing, yellowing of the mucous membranes, or sudden death in severe cases. The KSVDL urges livestock producers to be vigilant and consider this emerging pathogen if these signs are observed in cattle. KSVDL has posted a webinar on the parasite, and producers who need further guidance should contact the KSVDL client care at 866-512-5650. Each January, the EPA seeks to raise awareness of radon exposure during National Radon Action Month, encouraging residents to test, fix, save a life, and protect themselves and their families by having their homes tested for the presence of radon. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas produced by the breakdown of radium, thorium, and uranium in the ground. It's colorless, odorless, and tasteless, and if left untreated, radon can accumulate indoors, leading to significant health risks. As, after smoking, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States, claiming the lives of approximately 21,000 Americans each year. However, radon exposure is a preventable health risk with a simple solution: testing for radon, which can help avoid prolonged exposure. EPA Region 7 Air and Radiation Division Director Dana Skelly said in the Midwest, many homes are naturally predisposed to have elevated radon levels, so they urge everyone to protect themselves and their families from this preventable health risk by testing their homes for radon gas. Most homes in EPA Region 7's four states are located in areas classified as EPA radon zones 1 or 2, indicating a high or moderate potential for elevated radon levels. And to determine if your home is in one of these zones, you can view the EPA's map of radon zones for your state at epa.gov/radon. Radon test kits can be bought online and in home improvement stores, and National Radon Program Services at Kansas State University offer test kits for purchase online. The EPA recommends taking action to fix your home if you discover radon levels above 4 picocuries per liter. And if your home does have elevated levels, a qualified professional can install a system to reduce indoor radon levels. For more guidance on addressing radon risks, you can visit epa.gov/radon or the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website at kdhe.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, 54-year-old Leanne Strong received 8 to 12 years in prison for delivery of a controlled substance in a scheme to smuggle drugs into a Nebraska prison. With credit for more than a year already in custody, Strong will be eligible for parole in about 3 years. In April 2021, the Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln received a package for an inmate that contained 11 candles, incense, and religious clothes. However, an X-ray discovered that those items weren't so innocent. Court documents showed that inside the candles, investigators found 22.6 grams of synthetic cannabis compounds, 57 grams of methamphetamine, glass pipes, rolling papers, vape pens, and cell phones. Authorities used fingerprints on items inside the package to trace it to Strong and another person, Donnell Vaughn. A witness told investigators that Strong and Vaughn made the candles to sneak contraband into prison, and they were arrested after an investigation that lasted more than 2 years. Vaughn was convicted of delivery of a controlled substance and attempted delivery of a controlled substance, and she got 3 to 6 years in prison. Strong was found guilty after taking a plea in November. 32-year-old Courtney Connolly, 30, pled guilty on Wednesday to negligent child abuse, a misdemeanor, after she was initially facing felony child abuse, and three other charges were dropped under a plea agreement when she was accused of running a drug house where four kids lived in filth. The case began on July 5th when Saline County Sheriff's deputies went to a home in Wilbur where they were looking for 36-year-old Quentin Teeters, who had failed to update the Nebraska Sex Offender Registry where he was living. Connolly answered the door and told them that Teeters lived there, and deputies found him in the basement and arrested him. Deputies reported that they also found a glass vial of methamphetamine, prompting a search that uncovered multiple bags of methamphetamine and pipes with methamphetamine residue. According to the arrest affidavit, four children were living in the home, including a baby whose diaper was soaked to the touch. And the affidavit also describes dog feces being smeared all over a bedroom floor and moldy food and drinks being left throughout the house. Authorities said the home was a well-known hub for selling and doing drugs. Teeters was convicted last month, and he's set to be sentenced on February 5th. Connolly's sentencing is scheduled for March 5th. Kansas Corporation Commission is moving closer to launching the Kansas Home Rebates Program to help Kansas households lower energy costs and improve the comfort of their homes. And under the program, Kansas is set to receive $105.6 million to lower energy costs for low to moderate income households. The Kansas Corporation Commission has partnered with Horn, a nationally recognized professional services firm, to assist the agency with the program design, application, development, and implementation process. And as part of the program planning process, the Kansas Corporation Commission is scheduling engagement sessions with stakeholders, which include Kansas utility companies, contractors, other state agencies, and communities, to ensure that the home rebates program is tailored to meet the Sunflower State's needs. For Kansans to be able to access the rebates, the U.S. Department of Energy must approve the program design and grant applications, which are due by January 31, 2025. The rebate funding is expected to be accessible to Kansas households in 2025 following the application submission and Department of Energy approval. In the meantime, for information on how to participate in the engagement sessions, to learn more about the Home Rebates Program, to track the status, and to find answers to frequently asked questions, Kansans can visit the KCC website at kcc.ks.gov or kshomerebates.gov. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just before 1 p.m. on Wednesday in Logan County, a 2002 Chevy Suburban driven by 28-year-old Shane Castle of Grand Island, Nebraska, was westbound on U.S. 40, 3.5 miles west of U.S. 83, when the SUV traveled off of the roadway onto the north shoulder. The driver attempted to regain control and cross the center line into the eastbound lane, and the vehicle then traveled back into the north ditch and rolled. EMS transported Castle to the Logan County Hospital, and he was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. According to a media release from the Sheridan County Sheriff, just before 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, Sheridan County Communications received a 911 call reporting a fire in a home in Selden. The Selden Fire Department determined the actual location of the fire to be a two-story single-family residence at 310 West 5th Street, and the home was occupied by a man who was asleep on the second floor at the time of the fire, though he was able to safely escape without injury. Preliminary findings suggest it may have been caused by an electrical issue, and the fire left the Earthly family displaced due to extensive damage. The Sheridan County Sheriff's Office stated they will release follow-up information with some clothing sizes and recommended toys for the children to assist further in meeting the family's immediate needs with any donations.